Hilchos Tefillin, and we're doing chapter 32. We're up to subsection Lamed Hey, Seif Lamed Hey 35. So now we're talking about what happens when the scribe writes, and as we mentioned yesterday, some letters, some words have a vav in it to pronounce, like the O sound would be. Some don't have a vav in it, and it's very precise. You can't change it around. The way it's supposed to be written by tradition, that's the way it's passed along. So, he says, if we learned yesterday that if you missed out a place where you need a vav, and you have to put it in later on, or any of these letters, you can't do it after you've written, because it's going to be out of order. So now we're saying, Avolim yitereis achas. What happens, you have an extra letter. You wrote a word and you had an extra letter. So, in that case, yesh lo takona. Over there you can fix it. How are you going to fix it? Al-dei she-yigred oiso. That is by scraping it off. So, to fix a word by if it has an extra letter and you scrape it off, then you're okay. Im hi b'soif ha-teiva oi b'tchiloso. If it's on the end of the word or in the beginning of the word, if you scrape it off, then you can scrape off. If you wrote an extra letter, you found out you wrote an extra letter, forget about a vav, you had any extra letter you wrote. But if you are just scraping it off, then it's okay. Why in the beginning or in the end? Because in that way, there's just a larger space in between the letter that preceded it, or a larger space between the letter that follows it. That's not a problem. But what happens if you wrote an extra letter in the middle of a word? Believe me, if it's in the middle of the world, sometimes that fixing is not going to help. Because what's going to happen is, if you're going to scrape it up, you're going to make from one word, Mishum, if you are going to scrape it off, it's going to look like two words now, because you scraped off in the middle, so you made an extra space there. So now, that letter that has been scraped away, created the space, so now it looks like two words. So that's when it would not work. But there is sometimes shetikun moil that you could fix it even in the middle, because what's going to happen now? That if you scrape it off and then you pull the roof, that you can drag, you can increase the letter that precedes it, that it should fill its place. Like you can have a. The top and the bottom of the chaf, say for example, you can stretch it out, you can stretch it in to fill in the space that you're not spaced. So you have a longer roof for the chaf, you have a longer dirt, so then you fill it in. So, and then the letter, that word will not be split. Keep going. He gives an example. The word is la'avoisecho. The pasuk says, "Leman." If you take a sitter, and you can look in the sitter, and you'll see, take a sitter. It says, "Leman yirbu yimechem, v'meivinechem, al ha'adama, asher nishba Hashem la'avosecho." That's in the Shema Yisrael. Okay, so towards the end of the second portion. Okay, towards the end of the second portion of the Shema, says Asher Nishba Hashem. The second one, go further. So we're there in the end, towards the end of the parsha, not before Vayomer, right before. Uh-oh. Yeah, so it says okay. Asher Nishba Hashem. You see La Avosecha?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so to Eric.
Yeah, next page.
How is the word Avosecha written here? No, that's Lavo Seichem. What's the word of Lavo Secha?
Wait,
let me see. Okay, let me just see for a second. That's Lavo Seichem. Yeah, that's Lavo Seichem. Here's a plural. So you know what? There is no Lav Yisechem over here, but that would be in the Torah. Over here, that would be in the Torah. It would be Lav Yisecho. There's a lot of times the word, but in the Shema, it's Lav Yisechem. So here, but over here, if you look at it, after the vase, Lav Yisecho,
yeah.
Okay, we're looking at Lav Yisechem. It's the same.
Yeah.
He says Lav Yisecho. Maybe he means Lav Yisechem because it doesn't. So, Av Yisechem, how does Avos come? Is it Aleph Vase? What comes after the Vase? Asaf. But there's no Vav there, right? So it's Lav Yisechem.
Well, the O sound is the Dot.
That's right. So, but there's no Vav in there. So in the Torah, there's no Vav in there. But what happens, he wrote Lav Yisecho, Shekos of Moli Vav, Achar HaBeis. So after the Vase, he wrote a Vav in there.
Oh.
That would be no good. Can he fix that letter, that word? So he says, yes. Why? Yigridenu. I mean, it's a little bit, I mean, it would seem that the Alter Rebbe should have said Lav Yisechem over here instead of Lav Yisecho. But he says Lav Yisechem because the Pasuk says Lav Yisechem over there. But, so he says Yigridenu. So he should scrape it off. Oh, you know what? In the other Parsha, it probably says Lav Yisecho in Kaddish and Vayikiv. I have to take a look in the Chumash. I'll take a look in the Chumash over there, what it says over there. You have a Chumash there quickly? If you don't mind, sorry about the... So, in the... I wouldn't be sure why he's bringing down this portion instead of the portion in the Parshas Boy, in the Kaddish Vahoye Kiviyacho, over here. That's in the end of Parshas Boy. So, I'm not sure. Let me just check here real quickly. See, in Vahoy Kiviyacho it says, okay, so I'm not sure why he brings the example. I mean, probably from the previous one, because because it goes in the order, depending also the order of the tefillin, it may go in this order. Okay, so that's probably the reason. But in any event, so what? So that's what we were learning before, that the vowels sometimes are filled in the Torah, sometimes there is a vav, sometimes there is not. You have to do it exactly the way the Torah says. There's no dots, there's no vowels in the Torah.
That's what I'm asking.
No vowels in the Torah.
No, but we're talking about in
tefillin. Same thing, but this is a portion of the Torah. This is written the same. The tefillin is the same as the Torah. Yeah. Now, so he says that, so what happens if you did write a vav after that vase? So then what do you do? So then you scrape off the vav, and then the yimshach habeis shelefonel. So the vase that preceded the vav, you drag it shetamala mekoyma. That it's going to take the vase. So you take the top and the bottom of the vase to fill in that space. The same thing would be if it's a chaf or a dalad. You can always oireish. You can always efshel amshicha maat. You can always pull them a little bit. The top by the reish and the dalad. You can fulfill the place of the letter that was scraped. So now he says, "Avul ima oisiyos she'efshe lamshichan heim achar oisa yisedo." So he says, "Okay." So it turns out there are certain letters that you can increase their size. What is the size? Which letters? He just told you the beis, the chav, the reish, the dalet. Because those who have roofs, you can just pull them longer. So you can have a dalet can be the roofs. You can have a long roof. It doesn't matter. Or the beis can have a long roof and a long bottom. The reish you can make longer. The dalet you can make longer.
The saf,
not because saf has a leg over there. Now what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Okay, but he says okay. So in that case, one can argue. So even if, let's say, the extra vav precedes that letter, so why don't I erase the vav, and then I'll back it up, and I can make it longer to fill the space. That won't work. Because in order to back it up, you're going to have to rewrite the back of the letter, because you can only drag out the front, because there's nothing there. But if you're going to start taking the back of these letters, you can't back it off because it's going to lose the shape of the letter. So even though you can drag up to the left side, the front of the letter, to drag it towards the other letter, but in order to get it to fit there and also to fill in the place that you scraped off behind that letter, you'd have to move that whole letter. You'd have to add ink to make it. So now it's called rewriting now. Now you're rewriting. Extending a letter is one thing, but rewriting the letter is another thing. Let's say, Abel'im, Ha'is, Yashav, Shlam, Shicham. If these letters that you can extend, Hemacharoi, Say, Yiseida, they follow the extra letter, Shiyav, Shalam, Shicham, Lachareyem, you cannot pull them back, Achi, Yigrer, Mehem, Tchila. You have to first scrape off. In other words, you can't just fill in the back over there just like that, but you must first scrape off. Keep going. Soir. Soir means leaven. The word soir also is in the Torah. It's not in your Chumash. Yeah, actually it is. In the Siddur, I'll tell you where you can find it. Actually, you should have looked over there. Right in the portion of after the tefillin, you have the four portions over there. So it says over there also the soir. The word soir. Soir is spelled without a vav. So look at the second last word in the second line on page 84. The last word on the second line.
Yeah.
Page 84. It's called soir. So let's say soir. Okay, so what happens? If he has the word soir, shekosav moli vav. So he wrote soir, not sin aleph resh. He wrote it sin aleph vav resh. Hayera the vav. Shekosav moli vav. Achar ha'aleph, after the aleph. She efshir limshech haresh lacharel. You cannot just pull it back. Ad she yigro raglo tchila. First, you must take the leg off. Because or else the leg is going to be a dollar. It's going to have an extra. So you have to put the leg. So it turns out that you ruined the shape. It's no longer, at that point when you're going to scrape it off, it's not going to be a rage. And then when you're going to fix it later on, then it turned out that you're writing not in the order. Because now you're writing a rage after you finish the parsha. It won't, you can't fix it. Unless you can fill the place, just by making it a little bit thicker, adding a little ink to the before and back, where you don't change around the letter. That's the only way to do it. But as opposed to when these letters that you can extend are before the extra letter, then you can connect it a lot, you can stretch it a lot without taking away anything from the letter. All what you're doing is you're extending the roof. So in that case, it'll be okay. However, we'll do subsection 36. Just keep the page over there because we're going to reference it again. The word matzis. Shivas Yomim, give me the sitter, pass me the sitter, I'll show you which word it is. So over here it says like...
Did you say page 36?
No, in 84 still, the same thing. Yeah. So over here in the... Look in the first line, the very first line, right in the middle of the line, there's the word matzis. How is that matzis spelled? And you'll see, sometimes matzis is with above, sometimes without above. But in this case, in the very first line over there, you see the word matzis? Towards the middle and the end of the line, you see? How is that spelled over there? Mem Tzadik Sof. What happens if he made a mistake and he wrote Matzis Mem Tzadik Sof? So what happens? There's a question over here. Shemishpot Aliyus Chaser. So the rule is it needs to be without a vav. Because of a mole, but he made a mistake, he wrote it with a vav. So Imoyil. So now he has to, the question is, will it help Arichas HaTzadik Lemato? He wants to stretch the bottom level of the tzaddik in the word from the word matzis, the word tzaddik, to stretch it. Achar sheyigrer havov. After he will scrape off the vav. So what happens is, all what he's doing is he's doing the bottom. He's stretching out the bottom part of the tzaddik. Because perhaps as long as he doesn't stretch the letter above, nachsheves kibes tevis, maybe it's considered, for as long as he doesn't also took the word above, maybe it's like two words. So in other words, if you have on the bottom there, you're connecting them, but on the top they're still separate, maybe that still will be considered two. It doesn't help just stretching the bottom by the letter tzaddik. The same thing is, v'chein b'nosan, the word nosan, is mishpat l'ischoser, let me see the word, asher nosan Hashem l'kecha, no, that's in the Shema already. Hashem l'kecha noisin loch, Hashem l'kecha noisin loch. Yeah, so that's noising. No. This is with a sauce. What do you want to do? 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 What do you want No, I can't find the word now. Then, okay, but in any event, so the word noisein, the question becomes, if he wrote it noisein with a vav, nun vav sof nun, so that over there, shemishpat li is chaser, it has to be without a vav. Imoy larichas nun lamato, if just pulling the nun on the below, achan greiris a vav, after you'll scrape off the vav. So, because, you know, in other words, the bottom connects to the next letter, so it's like one word, but the top is still separate. So he says, "Umakomakim, kol shiniriski beis tevas." As long, anytime it looks like two words, it's psula, it's possible, it's no good. Avalim betchila saksiva mamshich regel atachten shel anun vaatzadik. But if when he starts to write the nun and the tzadik, he writes it in such a way, v'koyseva is hasmucha besoicha. So, and he writes the next words in it, kazeh. Look, bibnei, look, you have to look over here. See, the nun over here is on the yud is written on the nun.
Oh, yeah.
And hoitzion, look at the tzaddik. The yud is on the tzaddik. Yeah. So, bibnei, or you write the yud inside the nun, or the yud inside the tzaddik by hoitzionu, right?
Yeah.
That's kosher. Ubevad sheleimshach yisur medai, provided that he doesn't draw it, extend it too far. Imimshach yisur medai kidei lemalis hashita. What happens if you want to fill the line so it goes to the end of the line and you do it too long, but not into the next word, but just to fill up the line so that it ends at the right line? Yes, this topic in kosher alav. It's not sure whether it's kosher or not. Yes, laharis latinik shere lechochem letipush. You should show this to a child who is neither too smart, not too foolish. K'meshoisin b'choloishes b'sofik, like we do in all letters that we have a doubt. K'meshoisbar siman lamed vov, as will be explained in siman lamed vov. It doesn't say to you what it means more than necessary, because I'm not sure in this picture that Yishayahu shows there, this is, in the beginning it would be okay. But what does it mean, Shlo Yimshach Yeser Medai? I'm not sure how far. Here he's talking about the Yudis and the Nun, but if then, how far could the Nun go? I'm not sure. How far could the Tzadik go? I'm not sure what it means more than necessary. But he says, and if it's done to fill the, it would be okay. But that's a little bit more visual than that. All right, we'll leave it over here for today.